Hachette Audio presents The Exorcist Files, true stories about the reality of evil and how to defeat it. Written and read by Father Carlos Martins. Note to the listener. This book contains actual accounts of possession and other demonic activity from my case files and notes. To maintain anonymity for the victims and their families, I have changed the names of all involved. I have also changed other details where there was a reasonable chance the victims or their families could be identified. Exorcists often use the term the devil when referring to a generic demon. This is not because there is no difference between Satan and the demons under him, but because every demonic action is done under Satan's authority, regardless of whether Satan himself is the direct actor. Evil operates in a hierarchy. Satan sits at the top of that hierarchy, and the other demons are his agents. Exorcism is an ancient Christian practice. As an ordained Catholic priest, the theological explanations I provide in this book are grounded in the traditions common to both the Catholic and Orthodox faiths. Listeners from other Christian traditions may find certain aspects unfamiliar or even contradictory to their own beliefs. I invite listeners to consider the theology presented here with an open mind, knowing it is grounded in ancient apostolic and patristic traditions. This book is intended for an adult audience, and the topics discussed may be disturbing. Unless otherwise noted, all scripture references are from the Revised Standard Version. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. From the first letter of St. John, chapter 3, verse 8. Foreword by Cardinal Raymond Burke. Throughout my priestly life, I have regularly encountered souls who, in one way or another, were afflicted by Satan and his fallen angels. I can confidently join my brother priest, Father Carlos Martins, in declaring that evil is real. Indeed, evil has not only a name but also a will. An unending drive to steal, kill, and destroy. At the same time, I have personally experienced and witnessed in the lives of others the reality of the holy angels, including the guardian angels. The words of daily prayers such as the Angelus, the Angelus Dei, and the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, Angel of God, my guardian.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?